Here lies Nora Huntington.
Nora Huntington.
She was a bitch.
And a lover.
And a child.
And a mother.
She was a sinner.
And a saint.
And she does not feel a thing because she's dead now.
No, no, no. She felt a lot before she died, though.
She did feel a lot before she died. But here she is. We're laying her to rest in our first in memoriam in a long time.
Oh, yeah. This is the first of season three as well.
Oh, yeah. I think this is the first major death we've had in a while. Other than Matthew, didn't really do a memoriam for him. So this is the first memoriam in a hot second.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel?
And like a prominent character. I feel good to be back.
Feels good to be back talking about death, baby.
I think it was a really good death.
It was. It was a solid death.
And I think we needed a prominent character to die. And the show, I say it all the time, was not ready for a main character. So let's just settle for a recurring character.
Exactly. We're settling here. I feel good. I feel good. I mean, I talked about it a bit in 307 Bang, which if you have not listened to that, I guess spoiler alert for you, because you skipped over it for some reason. But it definitely made me emotional. It was a death that made me much more emotional than I would have assumed at first. But I was a little bit on the Nora defense squad because I try to come at things a little bit more objectively, even though this is a podcast where we say our opinions. But
yeah. She was a horrible person. But
for
did
sure.
She deserve to die?
No.
No.
Oh, but rest in peace. We're here to honor Nora. We went to our Instagram, as we always do, to ask you all for some of your favorite or least favorite Nora moments. And we'll share ours as well. Should we share ours first or should we dive into everybody else's?
Let's dive into everybody else's. Let's share. Let's save the best for last.
Oh, okay.
At Madden Immeasurable said that their favorite moment was "Guess Who Ain't in Nevada No More." Click.
It's a pretty good moment. Every time Nora had a little screaming, I feel like she had a very specific screaming voice.
Yeah.
Like, get away to Nevada. She sounds like a bird, kind of.
Yeah. She goes up the octave. She always screams. She has like screaming one-liners that are always really good.
Yes. At Peachy Keen, who we love, says, "Fave, when the Scavos threw a B-Day party and everyone in the universe was invited except for her."
Truly. I loved that. I also loved how they got Gabby to give them her house.
Yes, those were some fun shenanigans. That was a very fun shenanigan, if you will.
Hell yeah. Hel Grimda says that their favorite moment was her speaking to Lynette as she died, the only honest thing she said all season. And I believe like the next couple ones are going to be similar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yeah, very powerful.
Yes, because Carrie Lynn Nicholson also said, quote, "I couldn't stand her, but the acting during her final scene was chef's kiss. Rip, Nora."
And at Dill_Dill Martin says, "Fave scene was the one in the supermarket when she told Lynette to help her take care of Kay."
Yes.
Or to take care of Kay.
Yes. And Kaylin.jpg, JPG, said the fact that she waited until Lynette promised to take care of Kayla before she let go.
That is such a cool little Easter egg that I didn't see.
Yeah, like there was that moment where she was like, I don't have time. Like, you need to answer this question right now.
And yeah.
I think that was something she needed before she was ready to
move on.
Yeah, it's really good. So yeah, I bunched all those together because, you know, I feel like it's hard to deny that. I think, I guess, spoiler alert, it's probably my favorite part with Nora as well. Just that scene is so good.
Oh, yeah.
And that actress killed it. And so it's just... it's great. It's great. I love the supermarket scene.
At Edie's Carrington said the legendary "when she died." And also her calling Lynette a stupid bitch while dying. That was very good.
That's probably my favorite part. Also, I want to shout out Edie's Carrington because their account on Twitter and Instagram is just incredible Nicolette Sheridan content.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know I am into. So shout out Edie's Carrington. I love your account so much. And yes, the stupid bitch part is probably the best part of that whole scene. Because it's like, you get this heartfelt scene, but there's a little bit of the old Nora still in there. And that's why I love it.
Yeah.
At a nut 117 said, when she becomes hilariously defensive when Lynette questions her about moving to Arden Drive. Classic.
Oh my God.
You know, you move cross country to be next to your baby daddy.
Yeah.
You get pissed when his wife asks questions, okay? It happens to the best of us, all right?
God, if I had a nickel.
If I had a nickel for how many times I've moved cross country to be next to my baby daddy in order to steal him away from his wife, who he has four kids with. I'd have at least 5.
Yeah, I'd have at least 32.
Oh, wow. Wow. I love that for you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a busy month.
Every day.
At Talia DC says, Fave, when she called the guy she was dating's parole officer to snitch on him. Least fave, when she schemed to seduce Tom away from Lynette and the fam.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I like when she called her that shitty guy's parole officer.
Yeah. He was really shitty. Yeah.
He was a piece of shit. And also, yeah, I don't love that she was trying to steal Tom. That's not a very fun thing.
It was nice for the drama. It was just like a little juicy little bite. Because then we got Lynette kicking down a door out of it.
That is true. If anything, it's the best thing to come out of that was Lynette kicking down a door. At Aunt Gisana said, Christmas photo scene, dual favorite, least favorite Nora moment. It was so frustrating watching the scene, but you cannot deny the iconicness of the photo. Also, I love how happy the babies are.
Yeah, it looked like the babies were just having fun with it.
It is an iconic image. I love Nora just throwing her whole body across the babies.
Yeah, and similarly, at Ook of Hazard says the Christmas family photo and when she died.
You gotta, if we don't get and when she died every episode, then the podcast is canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. If every memoriam does not have that, then we're over. We're done.
We're over. We die in real life.
We die in real life, so you're keeping us alive by saying when she died. I'm actually shocked we didn't get a flood of like 800 when she died.
next time. The next death is going to be...
Oh, God.
The next death is going to be... My brain says Edie. I don't know.
Okay.
I've said it before.
I have a list of which episodes the deaths happen in that we can expect to be coming up.
I don't know if there's going to be another death this season because I can't think of who it would be unless it's somebody we haven't met yet.
I don't know. I don't know who it could possibly be. It's not like I have the list of deaths from Wisteria Lane fandom pulled up right now. And at Andrew Reed 13, I want to say, went the extra mile. I want to just go on and throw that out. Because Andrew,
I loved this.
We both listened to it. Andrew sent us a voice memo doing the line. And it was so iconic. I wish everyone could hear it. Andrew, put it on your social media and we'll share it. But it's so good. But along with it, Andrew said, the season 2 finale, when Lynette seems disturbed by Nora's persistence, and Nora says, what is your problem, lady? You're so... And Andrew, was this from memory? I think did the whole like monologue that came after this. And I just want to say I'm so impressed. That was truly the extra mile with this Nora moment. It was so good.
I was blown away.
I was too. I love it so much.
Kelly X... Cock?
or maybe coach.
Coach or cock.
Kelly, let us know.
Let us know which. It's spelled K-O-C-H.
Let us know how your last name is pronounced. I'm so sorry. Okay, so I did do a Google, and I'm hearing Coke. So Kelly, okay, let us know. We love you. Know.
Yeah, we love you. They said when she spit those sunflower seeds or whatever in Lynette's car.
You love to see it.
Yeah, very I forgot about moment. That. Like the window being open.
Yes.
Just all fly back in.
Yes. Comedy Queen Nora. I can't believe.
Comedy Queen Nora.
And our last one before a very special one that is going to be a surprise for Ned. Charlotte Jones said, I have not seen this. I have to go back and look for it. When she's getting into the truck and she's at a 90 degree angle. So funny. I know the moment, but I don't remember seeing how she was getting into it. And I have to go watch.
She probably just flopped over into the seat.
Probably, because she's a queen. Okay, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, so at a street cat named Desire sent us less a favorite Nora moment and more just something very iconic and very funny. And so they said, I should look up the episode this actress was on Nip Tuck. If you don't okay. know what Nip Tuck is, it is a like a early Ryan Murphy show that is about terrible plastic surgeons. It is rife with problematic things, but it is quite iconic. My mom was obsessed with it in 2003. And this actress was on Nip Tuck, and I could not have told you. I could not have ever prepared for what I saw when I looked up her character.
Really?
And so okay. I'm gonna surprise you with it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Character was named Jenny Juggs.
Oh no.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Look.
You think you're so scary, don't you?
Those things must weigh 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Leering at us women, smiling.
She's talking to Pope.
I said stop smiling. You want my tricks and treats? Well, I'm here to tell you, I am no man's trick. And that is the only treat that you deserve.
Happy Halloween, unless Jenny Juggs.
You see?
He's a feminist.
Those are deadly weapons. What are you
gonna... what the fuck?
That's Jenny Juggs. That was this actress's stint on Nip Tuck. And have you ever seen those videos? Those are real.
Of women crushing pumpkins with their boobs?
Yeah, they have like boobs large enough. Like I've seen a woman crush a watermelon, and I've seen a woman crush an aluminum can.
I've only seen thighs.
Yes, I've also seen that.
That's
so
wild.
That's I thought that would be a good way to end the
I think that was a fantastic way to end.
Since this is an audio medium, I will put the link to this video in the show notes, or you can go to our social media and see it as well.
Do you want to talk about your favorite Nora moment or least favorite?
I do gotta say it's gotta be the supermarket, because I mean I know we've talked about her a ton, but I love that scene. It really moved me. Thought the acting was great. I thought it was a redemption of Nora's character in a way for me that was really lovely. It made me wish we had more from her. I would have loved to see if the storyline could have gotten complicated and if she could have had a redemption, and it was like beautifully done because it keeps you wondering like what could have happened if we had she'd been able to stay with us. So it's a great scene. What's your favorite moment?
My favorite moment of Nora was 1989.
Whoa, what a great year.
It was a great year. So many things happened that year. What happened though for me and Nora is we built our own computer setup. It was the first computer actually to ever exist.
What?
And we built it in my garage, and we called it the Macintosh.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then we fought a little bit and we kind of broke up and
oh my gosh.
You know,
did you sell and you sold it to
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we sold it.
Wow. Do you regret that? Or
ultimately no, because I don't think I would be the person I am today.
That's true.
If I didn't sell.
We wouldn't have this podcast, so, you know?
We wouldn't. And so ultimately I think it was for the best.
Well, what a good memory you had with Nora though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not to be presumptuous, but I assume you've prepared a song in honor of Nora?
I have prepared a song. I have been working very hard because I thought, because she was such a prominent character, I should actually write a song.
Yeah.
Not that I don't always write the songs.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I thought I should just like really take my time with it this time.
Yeah.
And just really get all my feelings out.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so glad. I'm so excited.
Nora is dead. She's dead. She's dead. Nora, we couldn't stand her, but she's dead now. And she's dead. Rest in peace, little Nora. You were a very bad mother. You were a bad one. And all the Scavos hated you. But guess what? You didn't deserve some of the hate you got. This isn't really a song. I'm realizing that as I speak. Nora is dead. My favorite moment was when she died. When she died, she is dead. Icon, icon. Rest in peace, Nora Wellington.
That's not her name.
Huntington.
That was an amazing song, except for that like lyrical typo at the end. But
the lyrical typo at the end, it was a lapse in judgment. Nothing will ever top the Hoobs, and I promise the next memoriam I will actually sing. Because I feel like I haven't been singing.
I love it. You sounded kind of, it sounded a little bit like you were like Oogie Boogie in A Nightmare Before Christmas, kind of. Mm-hmm. That was kind of
that's what I was going
that's
for.
That's the vibe I was getting, which is an incredible vibe.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about the Hoobs song, I can't believe we peaked so early.
That's the thing, is I can't believe we peaked so early. Maybe I should just stop doing these songs.
The thing is, I'm obsessed with every single one of them. And they always get stuck in my head somehow. Like, I still always think of Mama, 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 I still think of that. Like, they're all good. I love them so much.
I can't wait for you to just start going,
with that impish Christmas music you did. Yeah. Oh, Christmas music because of the Christmas card. Was it an artistic choice?
It was. I should have brought up the Christmas card.
It's okay. We'll do rewrites. We'll do a second draft. We'll do a whole album.
Yeah. Okay, thank God.
I can't believe one day we're going to have to release an album.
I can.
Oh, thank God. Thank you all for joining us for our, God, I don't even know what memoriam this is. Fifth? Fourth? How many people have died? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Our latest memoriam. We're really prepared. And thank you for helping us lay to rest the character of Nora Huntington. As we move forward to the next part of Desperate Housewives.
Whoa. I'll miss you, Nora.
I'll miss you. Can't wait to see what drama awaits us in the second part of season 3. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.